Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio Program, where we reignite your passion, your purpose, and your play. Find us at www.hotpinkyou.com. Take it away, ladies.
Hello and welcome to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio. I'm so glad to have you here today. It's been a while, and so welcome. This is a new launching called Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio Life Classes. I'm Christy Gosbemis of Hot Pink University, and I'm launching this series of life classes on a variety of topics to ignite your life. I invite you to find me on the web at www.hotpinkyou.com or on Facebook at Hot Pink University, and that's spelled Y-O University because you are the center of your own universe. There you will find all kinds of ways to be inspired to reignite your life with passion, with purpose, and with play. And today I'm so excited to be talking about passions, what they are, why they're important to you, and giving you a tool today that I use in my own life on a regular basis. I've also written a recent blog on the topic with more tools and tips, and you can find that also on the website. And in the future, you can look forward to life classes on topics like pleasure, confidence building, how our beliefs create our reality, and my favorite geek out topic as of late is on neuroscience and what you need to know as a woman. I want you to think of Hot Pink University life classes as things you wish you would have known, or things you wish would have been taught in school and were not necessarily given to you. So today's topic is all about pleasure and passions and the how-tos of creating more passions in your life. What if you could have stronger relationships just by reconnecting with your passions? What if you could have more abundance? More joy. These are just a few of the benefits of truly following your passions in life. So I want you to grab a journal and a pen. And if you're listening to this live and you're in motion, take a look at the recording later and grab a journal and pen. And if you're listening to this on record, awesome for you. Find a comfortable spot. Maybe grab yourself a glass of hot tea or a cool lemonade and sit back and relax. We're going to have some things that you can grab and take with you today, and I'm so excited to be doing that. So passions, like I said, are a huge topic for me. I have spent my life and really developing Hot Pink University as a passion of my own. And I think passions can come in all kinds of forms. And so, you know, when we look at passion, it can be like a feeling that we have, right? But I think passions can be other things as well. And so today I'm going to be walking you through a tool that I really use in my life about every 3 months, and was a tool that was given to me on a trip in Vietnam in 2010. And it's something that I think will be really valuable and important on your journey in connecting with your passions. So why is this important? Women are often disconnected from their passions. A lot of times I hear women say, do I even have permission to have passions in my life now that I'm a career woman, or I'm working my job at X number of hours a week, or maybe I'm starting my own business and there's just no time for passions? Or I hear women say, well, all of my passions are things that light up my partner, and I have lost my connection with anything that I am feeling passionate about. Or I'm a mom, and moms don't have passions. We pour all of our heart and soul into our kids. But I will tell you this. One of my greatest passions and things that light me up and recharge my battery is actually of benefit to those in my life, whether they're partners, friendships, coworkers, or my own children. If I'm lit up, and I'm filling my own cup up and recharging my battery in my life. So passions are like fuel for your life. And if you're doing that as a woman, you actually are more available to those that are important in your life. And so I want you to think of passions that way too. do a reframe, a paradigm shift around why passions might be important in life. And it will change how you show up in relationship to other people. If you feel like you're disconnected, numb, that you are on autopilot most of your life, if you feel drained, resentful of people in your life, or you're doing things out of obligation only, these are true signs that you are disconnected from passions. And so we're going to get you pumped back in and plugged back into some of your passions. So remember I said, grab a journal, right? And a pen. And what we're going to start with, if you're listening to the recording, you can hit pause after this prompt. But what we're going to start with is a prompt around creating a list. I love lists. And so we're going to be creating a list around our passions. And the prompt that I want you to think of is this. You can write this in your journal. And it can be a list of your passions. What in the next 3 months do I want to be, do, or have? Okay, so that prompt again is, what in the next 3 months do I want to be, do, or have? So I want to give you some examples before you hit pause to start creating a list of at least 10 things in your life. Be, what does that mean? What do I want to be? So be is a state of being. It's a state of maybe feeling relaxed. Maybe you want to be feeling more freedom. Maybe you want to be more connected to other people or be adventurous. So being is a state of feeling, emotion, and life. And so when we create states of being, not states of doing, but states of being, we are entering into a state of whatever it is that you desire in your life. Okay? It can also be confidence, or it can be roles. I want to be a traveler. I want to be blank kind of mother. I want to be blank kind of partner. So the state of being can also take place in roles that we have in our life. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to be an author. I want to be an artist. What is the state of being or role or something that you want to take on in your life? So that's the being piece that I'm going to give you. And then the do. That's pretty simple, right? Actions, activities, taking care of business in your life, experiences, bucket lists. I like to say life list, though, because bucket list is like the end of the life kind of thing. And what I like to think of is life is a journey, and we're always creating life lists of experiences that we want to be having in our life. And so what might be on your life list? And have. These can be materials and possessions. And yes, ladies, it is okay to desire and want money, material, and possessions. We're often taught as women that to be a good girl, don't be greedy. And I'm suggesting to you, be a little greedy here. Create a list of material things that you want to have, right? And we're just going to do a brain dump on our journals, in our journals right now, around this list of be, do, and have. I'm going to give you a couple of mine to kind of get you started before you hit pause, okay? I want to play the ukulele, so that would be a do. Like, that is definitely something that I ordered one. I had been sitting there collecting dust, and it's something that I really desire in my life right now. Doesn't matter why I desire it. We're not questioning. We're not editing. We're just dumping onto the paper. Doesn't have to be questioning or giving yourself permission right now. You're just doing a dump. I want to finish. I have a novel that I wrote, and I'm in a rewrite place, and I really want to finish it, like, super bad. I really desire to finish that. I also desire to take a weekend with my 16-year-old daughter, Maya, at some point before school starts, or maybe right after school starts, and just kind of have a road trip, a mom and daughter kind of thing. That's important to me in the next 3 months. And remember, we're focusing on the next 3 months, not your entire life. So I hope that helps a little bit with your list. I also want to declutter my home, and I'll talk to you about reasons why that might be important to me. And then I want to have maybe not in the next 3 months, but definitely by the end of this calendar year, I want to be financial freedom from any kind of debt, whether it's debt on a car. Definitely I'll keep my mortgage debt. I'm not going to be that out there in what is possible, but be free of some of this other debt that's kind of bogging down and maybe the flow of money coming in. Okay, there you go. Some examples. Now, if you're listening to this live, again, come back and do this activity. But if you're listening to this on recording, hit pause and go for it. Okay, welcome back. Hopefully you were able to develop a list of at least 10 things. You could have more, but 10 is a great place to start. And let's move through the process of what is this passion test. So this is somewhat of a test that, again, I shared with you that I learned how to do this technique, and I do it every 3 months on my own. And it's something that I learned from a person that was a passion test facilitator that actually went to the actual training for it. And it was a book that was written by Chris and Janet Atwood, and the book was called The Passion Test. It's a great book to get. It's been out there for quite a while, and I would highly encourage you to use that as a resource and a jumping-off point. I kind of tweaked it a little bit to be my own little kind of flair to it, things that I like to kind of add to it, because sometimes I notice that women get a little stuck on some things. And so one of the things that I add to it is this next step, which is if you achieved or did or became that which you have stated on your 1 to 10 list of things. So if I actually learned how to play the ukulele, what would that actually be bringing into my life? I think this is really important. What feelings would it be bringing into my life? And what's in it for me? Like, why? Why is that particular passion important to me? Okay? So here's why I've added this other little step. I'm going to share with you playing the ukulele. It's just, I want to learn how to play an instrument. It's just something that it has always been kind of out there, a passion of mine. I admire people that play instruments. I think that's a piece of it. I also think it's a way, I love to sing, and I think it's a way that I could accompany my voice and take it traveling with me, ukulele small, and maybe when I go visit places like, I had a trip to Guatemala with my daughter, and we visited some kids that my parents have sponsored. It would give me like something to do, like an activity as I travel and I do volunteerism. It would give me some kind of activity that would be kind of fun and engaging. So another way of language when language barriers are there. And it would give me a sense of pride and like accomplishment. So why is that important? Well, one of the things is some of our passions, when we do the passion test, won't make the cut, or it's not doable like now. So I would like to learn how to play the ukulele, but maybe some of my other passions went out. Could I fulfill that same desired feeling that I have, the feeling of accomplishment, of achievement, using my voice, things like that? Could I fulfill it in another way? And could that fit into my life over the next 3 months instead? So it's kind of taking a look at our passions and really deciphering what's the underlying need that that passion is creating for ourselves. I think that's really important to be in touch with that aspect of these passions. So that's the next step, is you go through kind of your list and you talk about what is this going to give to my life? What feeling will it bring? What sense of what feeling will it bring to my life? And then are there other ways that I could get there too? So just kind of a full exploration of like why this has popped up on my list. And sometimes passions pop up on our list because there's expectations from other people. And so it's just kind of moving through and making sure all of these passions that are on this list are truly something that you want to do a value choice one against the other. I'll give you a couple of other examples. Some other clients of mine have maybe come up with a passion of theirs is to feel free of marital stress. I'm a psychotherapist, And actually, I'm coming to you live from my studio, which is really my psychotherapy office today. And the reason that they want to have be free of marital stress is maybe they want to feel more relaxed or connected. And so there's ways, lots of ways of getting there, right? So if they want to free themselves of marital stress, I mean, obviously, one option is to leave the marriage altogether, right? Or maybe take a separation or find some more free time outside of the relationship. Don't work so hard on the relationship. But it's also maybe taking a class together with your partner. It's maybe having a tough conversation or a meaningful conversation with your partner. So there's lots of ways to get to feeling free of marital stress. That's what I want you to kind of be taking a look at. Another one is maybe somebody on their passion list has, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to start my own business. And really what they're seeking is more of a freedom of schedule or a feeling of competency. Are there other ways to get there? Certainly you can ask your employer for more flex time. You can work part-time and then work your business. Like there's other ways that you can get to the freedom of schedule, and you can start small to do that. Even my own, finish my novel. There's something about being an author. I already am. I co-authored a book with my previous business partner, Anne Murgatroyd Silley, called Ignite Your Life. And so I already am an author. There should be some pride in that. What is it about the novel? Well, for me, it gives me a feeling of completion. I completed the novel. Now I just need to complete the rewrite. Does it matter if it gets published? I don't think it does. And so my passion isn't around getting published. My passion is around completing a project from start to finish so that I feel a sense of completeness with it, which is super important for my own inner peace and joy. So once you've completed that process, and again, if you're listening to the recording, I would ask you to take a pause and complete that process around what does this get me in my life? What need does this fill? And then come back. And we're going to start the passion test. Okay, welcome back. If you took a little pause and kind of filtered through some of those things, maybe built some awareness around why it is that those things make your list and why other things don't, and maybe some things you didn't add to your list suddenly become more important for you. Now, what you do with the passion test is you do a value one against the other. So number one, against number two. If you can only have play the ukulele, but you can't have finish your novel, which one wins out? That just gives me chills when I think of that, because it's like, I don't want to get rid of one. But what it's doing is it's giving us a top three to focus on for the next 3 months. Again, not for the rest of your life, but for the next 3 months. That's all we're talking about here. And so for me, finish the novel completely wins out over the ukulele. Like it's not even, it's like a no-brainer for me. So now I take my number two, finish my novel, and I work it all the way down the line. Take a weekend with Maya or finish my novel. Well, now I have to say take a weekend with Maya is much more important than finishing my novel. Doesn't mean I'm not going to. It's just that one is winning out. So I don't even have to take a weekend with Maya against the play the ukulele. We already know that's going to win out, right? Take a weekend with Maya, declutter my home. Well, take a weekend with my daughter. Take a weekend with Maya and have financial freedom from debt. Does one exclude the other? Would a weekend with Maya have to be an expensive thing? I don't want to go further into debt. That's causing stress, right? So now I'm kind of at a quandary of take a weekend with Maya if it doesn't cause any financial stress and I have the money to do so, and then set my budget. Yes, I can do that. Feel into that. You can take a deep breath. I'm going to have to say take a weekend with Maya that's affordable. Now I've kind of modified that. Wins out over having financial freedom completely from debt, but slightly. So now I know, number one, find a weekend on my calendar, take a weekend with Maya. Then what you do is you go back to the one that it didn't win out, finish my novel, and then you move it all the way through again, declutter my home or finish my novel. I can live with a cluttered home. I really want to finish my novel. but it's so hard to work on my novel with a cluttered home, right? So really feel into that. Like, what is it that wins out? And so that's what you're going to be doing. You guys don't need to listen for the next 10 minutes for me to be in my own passion vortex here, right? You can just understand that sometimes you have to kind of feel into it, give yourself a little space to say, what is it about this that is really super important for me? And I'm going to have to say, decluttering my home is kind of winning out a little bit over these other things, because I feel like it's impacting so many, like there's a domino effect, at least for the next three months, of like how that impacts how I work out of my home, which I do 3 days a week. So it's super important to me. Okay, so you get the point. This is what you do with the passion test, and you come up with your list of top three. Why is that important? Well, when you live intentionally and in alignment with your top three passions over the next 3 months, you make decisions based on those passions. So you say yes to things that are super important to you, and you say no, thank you, to things that do not line up with your passions. So if somebody comes up to me and they say, hey, I really want to take a weekend with you to go to this concert, let's say, I have to say, okay, that's not really lining up with my passions. I mean, I'll fit it in if I've also made these three things a priority and it becomes important to me, but I'm not going to bump something that's super important in my top three to do this because this wasn't lined up with my passions. So you start creating containers of space that are in greater alignment with your passions. Okay, how does that sound? I hope this was helpful to you. And again, I would encourage you to maybe work with a friend or do this in the next 3 months again. The side effects of not living in your passions are huge. Leads to depression, anxiety, greater substance use, avoidance behavior, worry, fear, living on autopilot, numbing, and overshopping and overspending. When we're truly lined up with our passions, they make you feel alive. They create all the feels, the highs and the lows and everything in between. And it's a true life experience. And I really want you to have that. So thank you so much for joining me on this very first Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio Life class. Stay tuned in the future as I come up with regular programs that can really help inspire you to ignite your life and live fully and on fire. This has been another great 20 to 30 minutes of inspiration and knowledge, and I hope you thought so too. Find me at www.hotpinkyou.com. Join my email list. I email about 2 times a month, and they're always filled with great information that you can ignite your life with your passions. We also often have free gifts. Right now we have a manifestation book, free gift and offering. So go there and check it out. As we wrap up our time, I would love to encourage you to dream big, live with your passion, and always be hot pink and on fire. Thank you so much for joining me.